choosing Garbage Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Jennifer Peters. I have called, I think maybe it was last week. I'm having a lot of issues with things not downloading. My Outlook is taking forever. They had reset my router, I think, maybe it was Friday. Yeah, it's only, what is today? Tuesday? Or Monday? I don't even know. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
It was Friday. They reset the router, and he had said, like, see how that goes. And it didn't help. So I need to see if we can get this straightened out. I work from home, and I'm just so frustrated. It happens in the afternoon, and everything just sits and waits and waits and waits. Downloads, I can't download PDF. I need to see if we can get this straightened out.
It's understandable, Jennifer. Real quick for me, can you verify your service address for me?
4 Birchwood Drive West, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Thank you very much for that. What is the email address we have on file?
jcpeters1970@gmail.com.
Thank you very much for that. And one last bit of information. What speed of internet do you currently receive?
What speed?
Yes.
How would I even know that? How would I know that? Am I supposed to know that information?
It's just one of the questions we can ask. Do you have any other services aside from internet that we provide?
I have a phone.
Fantastic. That's
one
all I need. Fantastic. That's all I needed to know. Yeah. We just need to verify a few bits of information just to make sure we're in the right account. All right. Let me just see what's going on right now. So that's saying that right now your Galaxy Tab is having a device alert saying it has poor health rating on the issue. Let me look into one of our other systems real quick. Give me one second. There we go.
Yeah, this is on my computer, not my phone, that I'm having issues.
Understandable. I'm looking into our backend system.
Oh.
Backend system as we speak. So give me one moment. Let's see if we're seeing any alarms going off. No alarms on the system. It says the last alarm we received was 43 days ago. So that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
So, no outages, no nothing. Your light levels look good. Let's see if I can pull this up here. Look into our tier two, our back end tier two systems as well. So give me one moment. And you're saying your computer is the one that's having the issue?
Yeah. My laptop.
Okay. That's a lot of red dots. That's the tab. That's your camera. Yeah, the only ones that are seeing. Let me see if I can see the device, see if it's got any kind of errors popping up. Sorry, I'm looking through all of this real quick and just see what's going on.
I'm just working.
No worries about that. I'm just double checking everything. Looks like that is on a... So does your laptop connect via Wi-Fi 6 or Wi-Fi 5? Or the Wi-Fi 5? Do you know?
Does it connect to what?
Oh, I'm just asking, is your laptop connected via via a Wi-Fi signal, correct?
Yeah.
Does it say it's on a 5 gigahertz bandwidth, or is it on like a 6 gigahertz bandwidth? It's just the speed. It would tell you in the settings of your Wi-Fi. Because from what I'm seeing, it looks like it's on a 5 gigahertz bandwidth.
Okay.
I'm just double checking everything.
Okay.
According to our backend system, it's saying that there's not a lot of stuff interfering with it. It's got excellent signal to your router as well.
Mm-hmm.
No quality assurance things are popping up on that. Let me double check. Yeah, that's showing green across the board, and I don't know why it's doing that. Let me see if it's had any issues recently. No, let me check it last 7 days. Aside from when it's offline, it doesn't look like anything has actually happened to it that way. And you're saying you keep getting intermittent issues?
I'm connected. That's not the problem. But opening up a PDF, opening up my Outlook mail, it just sits there. And I'm just like, what is going on? And it's funny because I don't sit there and track it, but I noticed it a lot in the afternoon. And I remember talking when we had this set up, because it came from Spectrum, and he talked about how much better fiber optic was because of whatever. You know what I mean? It was better than Spectrum. And that's just it in the afternoon, you know, all of this. Now, you won't have that with us. And I just feel like I don't know what the problem is, but I mean, I walk away. I literally walk away, and then I come back, and, like, it might come up. I just don't know what the problem is. If it's not the network, then what is it? That's my thing. I need to figure this out, because I cannot work.
I understand that. I understand that. Give me one moment. See if I can't figure something.
Someone mentioned something about an extender, and I'm like, do I really need that? You know, so that's why I said, I just want to know all my options, if there's anything that can maybe fix it on your guys' end. If not, I've got to figure something out.
I believe I was actually the last person you talked to, so I was probably the one that recommended an extender to you. Case that you are.
It was a woman who recommended it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see who that was.
Someone called back and reset my router. And like I said, they just said, you know, let us know if that fixes it.
Understandable. That was probably me that called you for that one.
That might have been you.
Because you were calling in because you were having issues with your phone service the last time we talked. And that was on the 12th. So that's according to our notes.
That was
about a month ago. So it might have been someone.
Oh, maybe.
Might have happened.
I don't remember a phone issue, but yeah, I don't have any issues with my phone. My phone's good.
All right. I'm trying to see what's going on this way. That's Mac. That's your Mac. I'm trying to figure this out. See if there, because we were told a little bit of about how to do some of this stuff. I'm still not completely fluent with our backend system. Let's see if our issues. Customers and. So according to, we have one of our backend systems uses an AI assistant that checks the system and reads through everything that's going on. It's saying that on our side, we're not seeing any issues, and there may be an issue with your configuration of your system, which is reason why you're seeing slower speeds. Can I ask a real quick question for you, Jennifer, about how far away is your laptop from your router?
Yeah, she had asked me that. My router, I have a split level house. My router is in my living room. I am in an upstairs bedroom. The house is only like 1,000 square feet. It's not a huge house at all.
Okay.
And when I set this up, they had said that'll be fine. They, you know, I told them where I was working and all of that. And I have not tried moving, like, downstairs to see if it's any better. But according to when they installed this, they said that should be fine. You should have no issues with where they installed it.
Yeah, the general rough range of our routers for their broadcast range is approximately 150, 200 feet in a radius mm-hmm. around it. So that's up, down, mm-hmm. left, right. And it's a spherical radius because you got to think it's going outwards from the device. So 200 feet, most homes aren't more than like 100 feet wide. And if they are, you've got a big house. So if it's central, if your modem router is centrally located in your living room, it should cover the entire home, which
right.
The reason why I'm thinking about it, it's just like, why would I be doing that? The only thing I can see on our side that is causing a lot of these issues is the fact that according to our data, your laptop does have a fair bit of variance, and it looks like it's having it says its efficiency rating for the signal it receives is only 79%. So that could be due to you know, the interference it's receiving from having to go through so many walls. It's why you were probably recommended to have that extender. Now, you don't necessarily have to get one from us. You could go, say, down to Walmart, go out, pick up just a really quick, you know, like Linksys or whatever kind of like Wi-Fi extender, and just slap it up somewhere up the stairs of your split level home. That way you have that signal coming up, and then that broadcast will help cover the top floor.
Okay.
The only problem with doing that is if you do decide to go with one of those extenders, we can't actually troubleshoot anything that's connected to that.
Okay.
Extender. So through with our extenders, it actually meshes completely well with all of our systems, and it just, you know, in the long term, it's like if you want that technical support, we can't do much with third party equipment. With our equipment, 100%,
okay,
you know, quality of assurance with that one.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what's going on with your laptop, I could send out a technician to come and look at it for you. There is a problem with that, however. It is because the issue that is persisting, because from what I've heard, this is, you know, a couple of times you've called out to us, you know, with the similar issue. It's like my laptop's mm-hmm. slow, things are, you know, not going properly with its signal, and it shouldn't be doing this. And according to our system, it shouldn't be doing this because it's receiving a really good signal. Is I could send a technician out to you. That technician would come out there. What we look at is the issue our fault or a customer's?
Right.
If it's a customer request and it's nothing that is directly a result of Archtop Fiber's mistake or some freak accident happening. If that's the case, if it's something that is happening on our end that we need to take care of, we cover the entire cost of a technician coming out to see you. But if we have to come out there for any other reason, that we do have to charge for the for our technician truck to be going out to you, as well as a minimum service fee for coming out there, which is a hourly rate. And that's why so the truck roll fee is $49.99 and the hourly rate is $130 an hour. So that's why we try to figure out.
And of course I won't know until they come out, and then when they say, well, nope, everything is fine, now they're going to bill me.
Exactly. That's why we try to get the issue fixed in other matters that usually typically aren't going to cost our customers, you know, sadly, an arm and a leg and half a month's rent.
Okay. How much is the extender?
So the extenders we offer are $7.99 extra a month. That's it. It's a flat fee. There's nothing else. And they do mesh in properly. We do recommend, like, if you have your modem router, you know, downstairs in your living room, if your stairwell is directly below your living room, we do recommend it goes a little bit of ways away. So I would suggest putting it, because usually you can just plug these into the wall and they'll attach to the Wi-Fi network. They'll tether together just perfectly well. And what you can do then is from there, I would suggest putting it closer to your laptop if you do decide you want to get a router, or not a router, sorry, an extender. And what what we can do is we can literally just get this going so that you have that ease of mind and effort. And that way there's less interference between your laptop. If you have a TV or any kind of smart device in that room, they'll have a better connection to their actual signal. And there'll be less interference you have to worry about.
Okay. And so that's something you guys can send, or how does that,
So,
I don't have to have anybody come out. I can do it. You can send it to me, I can do it.
So here's what we can do. If you do want to get an extender, I can add that to your account today. You won't be billed for it until your next billing cycle, so that's not something you need to worry about. And we'll actually have a technician that will actually bring it out to you and actually assist you in getting that set up for you. And because we're considering this an upgraded service truck roll, at that same time, you could potentially ask them about what's going on, and they might be able to answer some questions better than I can over the phone.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. If I get the extender and then I find, nothing changed with it, can I just return it and you know what I mean, and not get charged the monthly fee?
Yes. So if you're finding that it's not coming up the right way, it's not doing anything to help your computer,
right. You
can always give us a call. We'll take it off your account, and we'll either send a technician out to come and grab it. Usually this is just a quick drop off, you know, swap for a technician.
Okay.
Or we'll send you a return box.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking right now. I'll try that. If you can get one sent to me, and then I'll just have to see if it makes a difference. And I just kind of have to weed out, you know what I mean, what the problems could be.
Understand.
And then just go from there. Yeah. Yeah, okay, I think that's what I do. I got it because I've been, the more time I'm wasting here, you know what I mean? Let me try to see if it'll work, and then, like I said, go from there. Hope fingers crossed that solves it.
No worries there. So here's what I'm going to do for you. So let me get in. I'm going into your account right now, and I'm actually going to add that extender to your account right now. So give me one moment while I make sure all of this gets added in. Sorry if I'm quiet for a little bit. I'm just making sure I'm doing everything correctly. All right, that's been added to your account. And now let me make sure I'm going to make sure I get this in here. That's been closed out. Create a new trouble ticket. So, all right, Jennifer, do you mind if I put you on a brief hold while because you're suffering a consistent issue with connection service, I do need to make a trouble ticket for this. So that way we can make sure everything's going just fine. I'm just going to I just need to put you on a brief hold while I finish out this ticket. Okay.
That's fine. Thank you.
All right. You're quite welcome. Please hold.